On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Rainy days, Mondays always can be down.
Whatever.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
It's just another manic Monday.
Monday, Monday. So good to me.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Victoria, 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 Victoria.
It's Monday, and that means Victoria joins us, Tori Lagarde. She's
hello.
Here. There she is. I found her. She was over there. I didn't even know she was here.
Yeah, I was behind the couch the whole time.
Tori is...
Like Jesus. I found Jesus. You ever hear that one?
Yeah, behind the couch. Yeah, I know. I know. I know. She's an actress, a humorist. She's an oracle.
I'm most proud of the humorist.
I'm most proud of the oracle.
Oh, well.
And I'm not even you.
And people just, they don't even believe that, know what that means. And that's fine, because people that get it, get it. And that's all that I care about.
It's, I mean,
if you don't get it, I want you to get it. Don't get it.
People in this generation don't even know what an oracle is.
No. They call it, it's in the Matrix, really.
Oh, I did not know. Well, then I don't even
know
what it is.
There is no spoon, Ron. So think about that for a second.
Anyway, how are you?
Good to see you. Anyway, good to see you.
The idea of the show is, I think there is one, to be honest with you.
It's to make you laugh and think and cry and
get mad and
yell out the answers on like my friends are doing when we couldn't think of Kevin from Home Alone last week.
Well, we're going to play a game later on in the show. It's Would You Rather, and we may be weaning that out a tad, maybe moving on to another game
I'd like
or something.
Because these are my last bunch of cards that I went through
them.
We've
been doing this like for half a year at least.
Yeah.
So...
It's been fun, and we'll finish up. And
It'll be sad, but we'll do it.
Not sad.
Anyway, let's take a look at some of the interesting things going on in the world around us.
There can't be any.
Oh, there's quite a few.
No,
there's
don't
quite
be
a
silly
few.
Now. Come on.
I'm going to start with Robert Kraft. I'm going to keep away from the Trump dump man.
Oh, yeah.
Because he has withered me down to a toothpick size. I am so tired of
talking
about him.
I don't even watch the news. Did you know that? I mean, it's been like 2 weeks.
Good for you.
At least 2 weeks.
On the other hand, I want you to know, step by step, what a baboon does when he picks his ass. So you must follow politics.
No, gross. I'm not. It's on at work sometimes, and I have tried to turn it off.
He's created an enemies list of people that don't like him.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we're on it. And he's actually this one guy who's on the subcommittee or something of the, intelligence committee.
Ways of Chairs and Means?
Yeah, he's Ways of Chairs and he's got some means. He waves the chairs around.
That's right.
Yeah. He's on the oversight committee, and he's Trump calls him pencil neck.
I've heard that one. That's not very original.
It's not original, but he's
a child. He's a juvenile.
He's making up schoolyard names for people.
My
God.
He does it all the time. That's not new. That's not new.
He says he's never seen a person with a thinner or skinnier neck.
Oh, he's so perfect looking. I keep forgetting.
But I mean, when President stands and talks about people's necks, I mean, Jesus, come out from behind the couch and save me.
I would do it, but I'm very petty sometimes.
I understand. All right, let's not talk about him, though.
Yeah, okay.
I'll talk about Robert Kraft.
Oh, yeah, you started
I'm
to.
A little bit, and this has nothing to do with the New England Patriots as a football team.
It has to do with him as a human being?
Yes, as a privileged,
powerful, white
rich man.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Who shows up to massage parlors in Florida in his Bentley?
Ugh.
Apparently, there are videos of him lying naked on the table.
Oh, my God. Did you look that up? I haven't checked into it.
There are videos. At first, he said that there are. And then he said, well, yeah, you got me on video lying on my back. And apparently, it does show him receiving sexual favors.
I'm so grossed out right now. But now,
put that picture in your mind. But now he's saying because he has money and because he has top attorneys, he's saying that that video was obtained illegally.
You
can't just videotape people.
It's legally illegally obtained evidence. That could fly in a court of law.
Well, he's saying, like, why is that camera even there videotaping private massage sessions?
That's right. That's cool.
And the answer is because there was human trafficking going on. They wanted to catch the girls doing it.
So how'd the camera get in there?
It was put up there
by whom?
It's not the point. It was obviously.
Knew about it, how long are they going to wait before they stop this nonsense?
They've kind of what they're saying.
I'm going to grill you.
Grill me as much as you want. I like hot dogs too. Kraft is saying, I'm not denying. He didn't say this, but he's basically saying, I'm not denying. I'm laying on my back and girls giving me stuff. But I don't want the video shown. That's basically what he's saying. I don't want to be embarrassed.
Okay.
So what he's his attorneys are saying, this is quote unquote indiscriminate spying.
Mm-hmm.
That's the phrase that they're using.
Mm-hmm.
No. From this Orchids of Asia, sounds like a flower shop, doesn't it?
Why are you there in the first place, then, Mr. Kraft?
Oh, to receive a massage.
You know,
in a video with some woman jerking him off, probably. I don't know that. I haven't seen the video. And to be honest with you, I'm waiting until it comes out on America's Funniest Home Videos.
Oh, all right. They'll have to censor certain parts.
I guess during his first visit, after his first visit, he was in his Bentley and the cops stopped him because of some traffic infringement or something, some reason to stop him.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked for his identification, as they should with anybody in a Bentley or not.
Right.
And then he's arrested like weeks later or days later from this incident.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, well, the cops stopped me for no reason. Mm-hmm. What were they, profiling people in Bentleys? Robert, you're just like really annoying me.
Mm-hmm.
Just he thinks his money's going to solve
every
problem.
Yeah, he definitely does that. He definitely does that. He feels very important. He thinks he has a lot of clout.
It's almost like his best friend is Trump or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. Mm-hmm. Birds of a feather.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know after the tax cut bill, Trump said, hey, Kraft, I just made you a lot of money. And that's true. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what he said.
Good stuff.
Thought I'd just bring that up. And thank you for listening, because that really bothers me. When rich people get out of things that other people can't get out of, that really blows my nuts off.
Well, it happens all the time.
Is that a
phrase?
What
world do you live in? I don't know. But it's nothing new under the sun.
Now, speaking of son, here's another stupid story.
Okay.
All right. This mother is suing the Weather Channel for $125 million. I guess it rained.
Oh, no. This is so funny. What?
Well, you know what storm chasers are?
Yeah,
it's tornadoes.
Yeah, you were actually
in a tornado.
I was in
once.
A tornado in 1998.
Well, they have in the Midwest, they have these storm chasers, and some of them give their information in their video and their live feed to the Weather Channel.
Mm-hmm.
So does the Weather Channel employ them? No, they're individual contractors, and the Weather Channel uses their stuff. So, yeah, there's a connection.
Okay.
So apparently these two storm chasers were chasing a tornado.
Whereabouts?
In the Midwest somewhere. Tori, you are grilling me. I don't know exactly where.
I'm detail-oriented. Go on.
So there was another storm chaser, this woman's son. And apparently the other two storm chasers ran a stop sign plowed into the other storm chaser. And... Then they were all killed. All three of them.
What?
All three of them. Yeah,
the That's horrible.
Two in one car and this mother's son.
Oh my God!
She's suing the Weather Channel because she says the other two storm chasers in the other car were recklessly driving. It has to do with the Weather Channel.
Yeah, no. That's,
I think she's just going
like
for the money.
A traffic thing. Oh, of course.
Yeah, it is a traffic thing.
Yeah.
But you know, my question is legally. There's a tornado around. The circumstances make it a little bit odd.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you have a tornado on your ass, can you run a stop sign or do you have to stop?
you run. You die and you still die, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Sounds like everyone still died.
I don't know.
There was no winning this time.
No, there was no winning.
So.
So I guess the ladies are going for the bucks.
There's no winning the suing.
I feel sorry for all of them, but it's a special circumstance.
Yeah, well.
I don't know.
You really find these. Where do you dig up this stuff?
Behind the couch.
Yeah. Jesus helps you.
He does.
Jesus saves.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
All right. Want another one?
Yeah, why not?
All right, fine. I study in the United Kingdom, like they study anything.
They talk like this a lot, though, you
right.
know.
Right. Well, they're not studying teeth, I'll tell you that. they're saying, their conclusion is that one bottle of wine per week, especially for women,
yeah,
carries the same cancer possibilities as smoking a half a pack of cigarettes once a week.
Ooh. Well, it's alcohol. It's bad for you, right?
Not like cigarettes, I don't think.
No.
I mean, we're talking about half a bottle of wine. That's not a lot of wine.
I'm talking about your liver,
That's one
though.
Sitting.
You have lungs and you have a liver. You have internal organs, Ron.
I do?
Yeah. And you know what? Stop abusing them right
now. I
got to
tell you something. If you have some alcohol, I understand it's probably a little abusive to some of your organs. But my God, compare that to smoking cigarettes. Are you serious?
And smoking affects the rest of us. So cut it out. I can smell it right. on your clothes, all right. in the right. air.
Yeah, he opened up Pandora's box.
Put your alcohol inside your body where I ain't smelling it, other than your breath.
Mm. Look.
Get stomach breath.
Look.
Listen.
I think the incidence of cancer from smoking might be a bit more obvious.
Yeah.
Than
whatever.
That doesn't sound like a proper study to me.
Well, it's England. What are you going to do?
There you
it's
go.
It's not Switzerland.
That's the problem.
See? That's right away.
You want more?
Oh, I have things too, you know. Unless you just want to talk about...
I'm on a roll.
Roll it up then. We got time. I'm not going anywhere.
Okay. Massachusetts, which is the state in which we live.
Right.
Massachusetts is considering, and just about to pass, a tax on sugar drinks, which I believe New York did.
Didn't we go through this?
In
We've
New
never
York.
Been through this?
Not in this state.
Oh, okay.
No, this is new. This is kind of following New York's
thing. It's
for
the obese people. They're ruining it for everyone.
I guess.
Okay.
They say it's if you put a tax on tobacco, which most states do,
right?
Then why can't you put a tax on sugar drinks?
Okay.
So they want to do 2 cents per ounce. Now, I don't know how many.
Oh
I don't
God.
Know.
These pennies are killing me.
I don't know how
They'll
many
never
ounces.
Get rid of them because
no,
they add up.
I know. And once you put something on the books, they're there forever. You can't.
Oh,
it's tough to remove
right.
them. So
would you rather a law or take away a law? Would you rather add a law or take away a law? Remember what?
That's later in the show.
We already did that one. And you said you'd add a law. I'm going to remove this one right now.
Yeah, but then you're just down to removing one law. A lot of laws should be moved.
Yeah.
Removed. Right. So my new law would be I can remove a lot of laws.
There you go. You're like the genie, wishing for more
I
wishes.
Am,
Thank you.
I am. All right. I turn it over to you.
All right. Well, first of all, I want you to I want you to look at my T-shirt.
It's.
Can you read what it says on my T-shirt?
Well,
I love getting T-shirts that say stuff. I'm all about...
See, when women wear T-shirts...
Ron, here we go again. Go on.
I'm not kidding.
I know.
When
say
men
it again.
Wear T-shirts, it can be clearly read every word.
Uh-huh.
When a woman wears a T-shirt, it's like, I can't quite make out. The letters are bunched together over there.
I thought you were going to say it's impolite to read a woman's shirt.
Well, it is. Well, you're asking me to stare at your chest is what you're doing, pretty much.
There's not much to stare at.
That's not
one.
The point.
All right.
It ain't white boy day, is it? And there's a picture of a pirate.
No.
What is that?
I love this. Ron's never seen True Romance. This is
No, I never have.
This is Gary
I don't
Oldman.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And he's doing a fake Rastafarian drug dealer guy.
Oh.
And it's a cool T-shirt I saw, and I had to buy it, so I did.
I kind of don't
it
get
says,
it.
It says, it ain't white boy day, is it?
I don't get it.
Yeah, well, it's Christian Slater and Patricia Arquette did this wonderful movie in 19, I think it was 86, maybe. Oh, my God, True Romance. Awesome, great. One of my top five.
Do you understand that the T-shirt you're wearing is for a very limited audience, probably?
But the people that get it, I wear shirts to work. I wear David Bowie Labyrinth, and I wear different shirts, and people are like, oh, they know. They know. And those are my people.
Yeah.
Anyone that knows what this shirt is, that's my people.
Okay, I'm not your people, because
no,
I don't
my
know
boyfriend
what the
doesn't
hell
even
you got
know
there.
This. My boyfriend doesn't even know this, but he's still my people.
That's fine.
I'm teaching him.
I don't think I've ever stared at your chest this long.
No, I don't think you have either.
Guess what's on my T-shirt?
Not anything, but you have a Butterfinger T-shirt, isn't it? No, Badfinger.
Butterfinger. Butterfinger.
It's
what a great
finger.
Group, Butterfinger.
It's candy. They're going to tax that, Ron.
Right.
So be careful. There's sugar in it.
Badfinger. I do have a Badfinger.
I remember that.
But
you have a lot of bands. I have Led Zeppelin.
Good. But it's not making a statement. You've got a phrase around your chest.
I do. I have "Don't annoy the crazy person." Remember that T-shirt I wore before?
Yeah. Well, but that's something that everybody can understand. This is like a very specific to a particular
and
movie.
Yeah. I love that. It could be like a Pulp Fiction T-shirt. Yeah. I'd wear that too. I love movies. You know that.
I'm not really big on printed T-shirts, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not
the juvenile. You're an adult. Well, I'm not really. I'm not good at adulting.
No, you're not an adult, really.
I'm not good at adulting. No. I'm not even the size of a real adult.
No. You pose as one, but you're not.
I'm not. I get on kids' rides. I have to be measured before I can get on them.
I don't know. I don't know. Something's wrong somewhere.
It's not wrong. It's right. If I'm wrong, I don't want to be right. That makes sense. Listen, do you see this phone?
I do see it.
You've seen it before, haven't you?
Yes, it's your usual phone.
It's my usual phone. You heard that, right, everyone?
Mm-hmm. It's usual cell phone.
It's my usual cell phone. Right. But it's not.
Did you get a new cell phone, Torrance?
I got the same one, and you didn't even know the difference. Do you know what happened to my cell phone since I've been with you last week?
No, I do not.
It fell off the back of a motorcycle.
Oh.
And it got smashed.
Oh, my God.
And we never found it. It took 3 hours.
To find the cell phone?
To not find it. Oh. We walked and drove and walked and drove. Halifax, East Bridgewater. You people don't know, but that's where the area. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, so I'm all upset. Mm-hmm. I'm bummed out. I go home. Mm-hmm. I order another one. I want the same one because I've researched this phone.
Right.
I like it. I don't want an iPhone. Good. I don't want a new plan with a new phone.
Good.
I want that one.
Yep.
I order it. The next day, I decide to put on Facebook. I said to my friends, my people, the story.
Mm-hmm.
Lost my phone, blah, blah,
right,
blah.
Right.
Girl I work with, I love her. Yes. Keisha, I love you. She said, she's awesome. And she said, you know, you can go to, if you have it signed into Google, your phone or an account, she said, you go, where's my device? I said, I signed out of Google, but I'm not on my phone, but at home. I changed all my passwords. I was afraid someone found it. I said, I wish I knew that before, but I'll look. Where's my device? It made a map and it showed where my phone was.
How can it know that you were talking about your phone?
Yes.
I didn't ask a yes or no question. You'd be bad on Jeopardy.
Yes. Listen, Ron, if my phone was still, the battery was on.
Yes.
And the GPS was on the phone. It was on the side of the road at 106 and 18.
All right. Explain to me how this works. If I went to the Google.
Do you have a Gmail account? You do?
Yes, I do.
All right. And your phone is connected to it. You get email through there and everything.
I don't know that.
Okay. Well, you kind of have to have that probably.
Oh.
And then I just typed in on my laptop.
Oh, yes, I do have
it. I don't have a phone, so I couldn't do my phone. So on my laptop, I typed in
your phone number?
Find my device. No, just find my device. It already knows in my laptop I'm logged in.
Okay, find my device, really?
And it was there. It showed a little, and I printed out the map. Yep, I drove.
Out, Tori.
I couldn't believe it. I drove down there. My ex-husband and I started looking for the phone. He found it all smashed up. But you know what? I have the active model, so it's durable. You know that.
Yeah,
I drop it all the time.
All the time.
So it was still intact, except for the screen was smashed.
Right.
So you could plug it in, charge it. I got all my data off. I was miserable about losing all my pictures because it didn't sync them to the cloud.
Sure, that too.
Got my pictures from my uncle's funeral.
Oh, my God.
So I got my stuff back, and now, yesterday, I got the same phone, and I've been trying to fix it. It's new, so I'm trying to put everything back on and make the ring the same and all the things the same, and getting there, but it was a long process.
But your own old phone was smashed, could not be used.
Can't be used, but I could get the data off.
You've been behind the couch.
I was. It was LaKeisha.
Really something.
I gave her two hugs.
She is something. I would give her like a scratch ticket or something.
She'd like that, probably.
Yeah, she probably would.
Okay. But that was
win anything, but she knows that.
Yeah, that's like
she
giving
knows
someone
that.
Nothing.
She knows
when you
that.
Give someone a scratch ticket for a gift, it's like giving someone nothing.
It's
when
a
they
thought
lose.
That counts.
When they lose, it's like nothing.
Well,
you got nothing.
Right. Well, the gift is hope.
Is a chance. Is hope.
Is hope.
I get that.
The end result is nothing.
Did anyone ever win the Powerball that was in all around the states the other day?
I don't know.
Okay, that was a couple days ago. Yeah. Whatever. Last week. I don't even.
It was
know.
Last week. This is Monday.
Right.
That
right. I don't
week.
Even know.
Yeah,
see, that's why I follow it.
I don't even care.
I hope
care.
Someone's a billionaire.
I don't even care.
I hope it's an old white man. Won't that be fun?
Well, it'd be different.
You know?
Be different.
That's
anyway,
all.
Anyway, I don't know.
But anyway, so I was on the back of a motorcycle. Thank you. I love my phone. I have it. I tried to make the same background, but it's still, it's not as close.
No, you'll get there.
It's okay. I like it better even. I like it better even.
Good.
Because I can't swipe left and get Google anymore.
Yeah.
It's different. All I have to tweak it.
Okay.
But I use YouTube. Anyone that doesn't know how to do anything, go to YouTube.
Yeah, that's true. It's everything.
Read a video. Everything. It'll show you how to fix your car.
I know.
Plumbers must be out of work. They must
be
out of work. Electricians, forget about it.
Are you old enough to remember a machine called Univac?
No.
It was one of the first
large... Is it a vacuum?
No. Oh, it sounds like it, but it wasn't.
Okay.
It's one of the first large computers. It was housed in like an entire floor
of the
building.
The Whopper.
What are we talking about now? How did you get into that subject?
It's called The Whopper. No, I know. There's a movie called War Games. Everything with Iran is a movie.
So again.
Matthew Broderick. Again. She's Dabney Coleman.
Look, I know that there was a movie with him in it.
1982.
Yeah.
War Games. The Whopper. So it was a big computer. Fulfill the whole room.
Go on with the UNIVAC. I saw the film.
It was the best.
Retaining all that information from that film to me is like taking up a lot of space.
It does. My head is full of movies and music.
So yes, there was this gigantic computer and even it was rather slow. It's just amazing to me that from that time to now, we're storing like YouTube. It's like it's every video ever made basically.
Right.
Plus, never goes away. It's kind of always there.
Yeah.
I don't think anything ever leaves the YouTube thing.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. We're talking about video that carries a lot of bits of information.
It's a lot of zeros and ones.
It's incredible.
Floating around.
That's phenomenal to me.
It is.
Yes, you can find...
I love
find,
the future.
Yeah. Well, I think we went a little past it.
Oh, no.
At some point, we have to stop the future and say, whoa, wait a minute. Let's start thinking about the ramifications of what we're doing.
Yeah, well, Thanos is right. We're running out of people. I mean, we're running out of sources for these people, resources.
We
need to eliminate the people.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanos. Thanos got it right.
Put that on your t-shirt.
The Avengers Infinity War thing. The new Avengers is coming out April. Oh my gosh, Rod. I can't stand it. I can't stand it.
Do you know, I have never felt so left out in my life where I have a group of friends that I visit every once in a while, and they're very excited.
You leave the house? Oh, my God.
A lot.
No, I'm kidding. You visit friends. It's so silly. Go on. Go on with your silly made-up story.
The friends part is kind of stretching it.
Yeah, I know. I don't think so. I don't picture this the TV show.
I know. This is a big show that apparently it's in its last season, and I don't even remember the name.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that's the one.
Of course.
Everybody's talking about it.
Oh, my gosh, Ron, you're missing the boat.
I've never seen it. And at one point I said, okay, maybe I'll watch it. And I said to the person, well, how many seasons do I have to watch, binge watch, what, one, two seasons?
Eight.
Yeah. And I said, okay, that ain't going
to
happen.
You're crazy.
And I said,
well,
what if I pick it up like in the seventh season? They said, no, then you're going to miss it.
You're going to love
it, though. How am I going to watch all of that?
You're not. But you know what?
And it's in medieval times, I understand?
Yes.
Get beyond it.
Dragons, dude.
Get over it.
Listen to me. It is so good. Listen to how good it is. It's so good. Johnny Carson. It's so good.
How good is it?
It's so good that in 2014, or maybe the beginning of 2015, they put it at the movie theater.
Yeah.
Two episodes.
Yeah.
And I went, even though I'd seen them, I wanted to see it on the big screen mofo.
Sure, right.
And I did.
Yeah. Good.
And it was, I had chills. I'm having chills right now discussing it.
Really?
Yeah.
Not into it, man.
That's okay. It's not for you. You're not one of the people.
Well, I can't go back.
You can't. Just like Breaking Bad. I'm not going to do that. I never watched it. There's too much 60-something shows.
There you go.
Forget about it.
I watched one.
Meth dealer.
I wasn't interested.
Bryan Cranston. I like him, but you know, meth dealing.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I don't know.
I did not want the hero to be a meth dealer and then have empathy for the meth dealer. I don't want that.
No, that's Dexter. I like Dexter.
Oh, all right,
he's a killer. I have empathy for him.
I can't even.
All right, one more show because I was going to bring up this up anyway. All right. The Walking Dead. You've heard of that one.
I've heard of it. You've talked about it once or twice.
I know I like this.
I have never seen that either.
No. It started out like a really, really powerful, good show. The first couple of seasons, can't go wrong, man.
Yeah.
Everyone agrees.
Yeah.
Started to slip a little.
Right.
Right now, it lost a lot of viewers since, you know, something happened with Negan. I don't know if I want to put any spoilers out of people, but if you know what, whatever. He cracked some skulls at a campground.
Mm-hmm.
Negan. I wasn't even as upset at that as I was at last week's show. It was the semi-finale. It's where they have one more. Next week's the finale.
Great.
Or whenever it would have. No, it wouldn't. Yeah, it's happened already. It happened last night. Last night was the finale. Okay? But last week.
Yeah.
Honestly, Ron, I don't want to get down about this.
Don't get down because I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Get down tonight.
I've never seen that show. I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't know a lot of things of what you're talking about.
I know. Well, my listeners do. And then one listen, Chris, I know you're listening because you listen every week. Thank you. And he's Walking Dead. He's Game of Thrones and Walking Dead. But anyway, Walking Dead, I was so emotionally upset watching the episode. And I'll tell you why.
Uh-huh.
I was hyperventilating and I had to take a Valium.
Yeah, that's a little much.
I was hysterical.
It's a show.
You know why? No, because the way they did it, the character had a son, uh-huh. and the son was okay, killed.
So you related to it.
Oh, my God. And, but the thing is, it was the way it was done.
Yeah.
Someone tried to stop her from seeing, and he got in the way, and he's like, don't look. Mm-hmm. And it was emotional the way mm-hmm. they did it. Melissa okay. McBride did a great job. Norman Reedus did a great job. And people that like the show will agree. But it affected me very deeply, mm-hmm. and I'm telling you, it was rough.
Okay.
It was rough. But that's, okay. you know, that's, even the campground didn't do that to me. Negan. Nothing, but that scene was horrific. Sure. Anyway, so now the finale was last night, and I don't know what happened yet, because I don't watch it the same night. I watch it the next day.
Okay. So you can fast forward?
It's well, no. It's going to be exciting, though.
All right.
They said there's going to be a big twist in things.
I'm very happy for you.
Anyway.
And
you're not happy, Godspeed. Godspeed, John Glenn. I like to add that on after. Yeah.
Very nice.
Thank you. And now you get to take it all in, Ron. It's an emotional. Well,
nothing to take in. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
But you would, even if you did, you wouldn't be affected the same way.
I would not be affected.
No.
No, I wouldn't.
No. There were a bunch of heads on pikes.
There are things that...
You wouldn't care about that. There were like 10 heads on these pikes of the characters on the show. They killed off 10 people.
You relate to that?
No, it was horrible. Oh. I related because her son was going to be the last one they showed, and he's like trying for her not to see it. Don't look. Don't look, Carol. Oh, don't look. And I'm like, oh my gosh. It's like, you know, something you don't want to know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's the second time you've yawned during in our five-year relationship of your podcasting.
I'm just tired.
All right, that's fine. I don't mean to.
I feel like The Walking Dead.
Don't get your head on a pike. That's all I'm saying.
That's when they take the head and they put it on a stick?
Yeah, like in the Natural Born Killers.
Isn't that like Popeye's Chicken?
No, that's chicken.
Okay, you're right. What's the place where they put stuff on sticks?
But they're building a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I saw that.
That I will never patronize, ever.
Yeah.
Just so FYI. Yeah. Okay, thank you. And if you're a good person, you shouldn't go there either.
I'm not going in there.
Those people, man.
It's not the point. It's just, it's not food.
No.
It really isn't food.
You know, they're closed on Sunday because it's a church day.
Uh-huh.
And they don't like gay people. And I'm just not. It's just, really, do we really need a Chick-fil-A? We're trying to eliminate stuff like that.
Here's the awful part,
okay.
is that businesses open up because they feel that they're needed in an area. But the area doesn't necessarily feel like they need them.
I hope they go down. They'll be busy at first, but then I hope they just...
Let me tell you something. Fried chicken, they do well usually.
There's already a Popeyes there. They have no controversy at Popeyes, I think, that I know of.
No, I don't know. I think they're closed on Fridays because it's not fixed. I really don't know how this works. I really don't know. I mean, you know... Let the clogged artery win.
Ugh.
You know what I'm saying?
Gross.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, where the hell is this thing?
Oh, Ron.
Would you?
Be hopeless.
I know.
Here we go. Would you rather?
We don't know if we'd rather or not.
Let's find out.
Okay. This is a game that we play at the end of every show. We're whittling down to the last episodes. You can play this along at home. Every time you can't answer the question, you must remove an article of clothing.
Yeah. Strip you rather.
We don't play it that way, but you can at home if you wish, especially if you're alone.
How do you lose a question, though? How would you lose? It's would you rather.
If you lose a question.
Nothing, there's no wrong answers.
You go on the Google and it will tell you where your question
opinion.
Is.
It's just an opinion.
It is an opinion. There's no right or wrong answer.
Right.
Oh, but there is to yourself.
Ah. Think about that one.
It helps you understand yourself and how you react to various situations that really will never happen. And put you in
accordions for legs. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Can't happen.
Why don't you go first, because you actually have the cards. You look like a master of ceremonies on a game show.
These are the end of my cards. And you know what? I had a big box of cards, and mm-hmm. I only went through half of them. You know why?
Why?
The other half are for juveniles. Yeah. They're for kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a kid's game.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I can't answer these.
All right.
Ice cream of ponies. Silliness. So, you know. But these are still, I'll just...
Ice cream. It doesn't cost a lot of money to house an ice cream.
Yeah, ponies stink.
Yeah, they stink, and you got to put them in a stable.
A stable. It's real estate.
It's not good.
No. Would you rather be a police officer or a firefighter?
Can I do none of the above?
No. We did the Sophie's Choice thing. It doesn't work.
If I were able.
If Yes, exactly.
I'd rather be a police officer.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, because you can actually, well, both of them, you help people, but fires are like, that's like bad stuff.
Sure.
Yeah. Cops, they get into shootouts and bad stuff too, but not necessarily.
But they can tell people what to do. I'm going to be a cop too, because I got to pull a lot of people over. I see a lot of infractions happening all around.
Yeah, I agree.
There's not a cop around when you need one.
No, there isn't ever.
People are running stop signs and not using directionals and have taillight out.
No question about it. No question about it, Tori. I agree with you 100%.
I'm going to be a ball buster. They don't want me as a cop.
If I had a dime for every time I said, where are the police when you need them? I'd have at least 40 cents.
Yeah, and they're pulling me over?
Yeah.
When this drug deal is down
the
street?
I know.
I'm in a high crime area.
Well, they probably don't know that.
Well, I don't get pulled over anymore.
You're in a high crime area.
The whole city is. What do you mean?
Oh, stop it.
Stop it yourself.
You stop it. Okay, here's your... Oh, how would you answer that? Cop as well?
Oh, sure.
All right.
I'm going to be freaking the hard ass, too.
Would you rather go into the past and meet your ancestors?
Oh, I have one of those.
Or go into the future.
Should you meet your great grandchildren?
Yeah. Huh,
that's my question.
Oh, no.
Dude, what did you do? Where'd you get that?
I can't tell you.
I'm an oracle. I knew. I pulled this card out. Mm. I pulled it out last week.
Well, what's your answer?
And I was going to ask it last week. I guess I should have.
I'm sorry.
So apologetic, Ron. Toughen up, damn it.
Yeah. I'm campaigning to be president.
That's one less question. Yeah. I know. I am going to go back in time and meet my ancestors. And I'm going to kill them so I won't exist.
Oh, you can't do that. You're not allowed. You don't understand.
I don't care.
You're an oracle. You should know that.
My great-grandfather.
You can't kill
my grandfather.
You can't
no, I won't kill him.
You'll
Listen,
change history.
Exactly. But you know what I'm going to do? My grandfather immigrated from England
in
the 1900s, like before 1910.
Mm-hmm.
He's not getting on that boat.
Okay.
He's going to stay in England, have a life in England, and none of us will exist.
Okay.
And I'm happy with that.
Good
and I've been saying that. If I could build a time machine, that's
you.
Number one. I erase all this baloney of my family.
Interesting.
I'm serious.
It's very
I told my
response.
Dad that before he died. That's I told nice. Him that 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. That's comforting. If I had the two choices, I couldn't give two turds about who my great-grandchildren would be.
Oh, Ron.
I couldn't.
That's so sentimental.
Two turds.
Oh, no.
What do I care?
Yeah, you know.
What do I care?
What if they're a disgrace? I'll be bummed out. What if they're in jail?
You know, here's a lot of people are going to find this to be odd, and you might even as well. Once you raise the children and they become adults, whether they're wonderful people or horrible people, job is done.
No, Ron, you're
wrong. That's where I've
well, in a way,
that.
You're right, but it's unconditional love.
No, it's the animal kingdom, Tori.
No.
It's like a bird's. The little eggs are in the nest, and they feed the eggs, and they sit on them, and they nurture them,
okay,
and their entire lives are those eggs,
right.
And protecting those eggs. And then the eggs hatch, and the birds, and they feed them the worms and all these.
They
horrible,
feel proud of their accomplishment,
and then
they move along,
and then the children fly away,
right.
And they never see them again, and they go off to do the same thing. That's the cycle of life.
Because birds don't have emotions.
Neither does Trump, but that doesn't...
well, he's an exception to every
All
rule.
All right, okay.
You brought him back,
right.
Didn't you?
Well, I had to, because you brought him up, actually, by saying that.
Yeah, I didn't bring
you said,
it up.
You said the magic words.
Birds have emotions.
Void of emotion, and that...
I mean, birds don't have emotions.
Well,
right. We people are connected
Trump.
To... We have histories.
That's all I'm
Dude,
saying.
I don't know.
All right, your turn that I stole a question.
That's all right. Would you rather have X-ray vision or have super magnified hearing?
X-ray vision.
Oh, that's dirty. You're a pervert. Why?
Well, it would make life a little more interesting, A. And B,
okay.
If I were to hear what people were saying, I would be depressed.
But you'd also might be driven crazy, unless you were focusing on the
that
hearing.
Too.
But if you could always hear it all the time, if you could hear the neighbors in the house.
If you heard what people were saying about you behind your back.
It's none of my business.
I've heard it, Tori.
What people think about me is none of my business. You ever hear that one?
Kind of is.
I'm getting a t-shirt.
No, don't. I'd rather have X-ray vision. If I could see something coming that's through a wall,
that's not eyes in the back of your head. It's still going to be looking
right,
the
whatever,
right way.
Whatever. No, I don't want to hear what other people. That would drive me nuts. Nuts.
My hearing's already really good.
It would make paranoid poster child. I can't. I don't want to live like that.
Are you a bad person? What do you think they're saying about you? dude.
I don't care. Even if they didn't say something about me, I'd say, well, why aren't you saying
something about
it?
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Now you've analyzed it correctly. There's no winning. There's no winning there. I'm going to do the vision too then. You tucked me into the vision
thing.
Thank
you. Well, good.
You're welcome.
I'm glad I got you there.
I'm a pervert also. Thank you.
Well, no, it's not. It's not being able to
see. How do you know? How do you know what I want?
Look, if you can see through clothes, you can also see through skin, and that's a little disgusting. So that's not the reason.
So doctors, they got a maid. They don't need to operate. They just say, well, I see the problem right here.
Yeah, I see the problem.
We have a tumor. Yeah. It's in your lung, a left ventricle of your heart. Yeah.
Let me stare it out of you.
Oh, no.
Right. Hey, what are you looking at?
you walk and meet someone. Hey, how are you? Yeah, you got a tumor in there. What are you doing?
Hey, my eyes are up here.
But I'm looking at your
looking
cancer.
At?
You got cancer in
it's
your belly.
It's the T-shirt. It's
Wait,
the T-shirt.
You got breast cancer.
Hey, lady.
Hey.
You got breast cancer.
Yeah, no, I just have x-ray vision. Don't mind me.
Don't mind me.
That's
sorry.
Fine.
Sorry to bring
I'll
it up.
I'll put my Ray Charles glasses back
sorry,
on.
I'm sorry to bring that
That's
up.
That's all right.
Okay. This is terrible. Would you rather become someone else or be yourself?
Oh, my God. I think we almost did one of these. And like we did kind of like it.
Heavy. It's a little heavy.
Yeah.
A little heavy.
It is heavy. That's a real thinker.
Yeah, it is.
It's a Rodin.
Yeah, well... You don't really have to think that much.
Uh-oh. Ron.
Do you love yourself?
Sometimes.
Okay.
But only when no one's looking.
Oh, I understand that. Well, that's why they have locks on doors.
Yeah, no, I use it. I use my lock.
I understand.
I'm going to be me. I got to be me.
That's a good song.
Isn't it?
You should write that.
I should write that. I just made that up.
I agree with you. I would
because who am I going to be?
People always say I'd rather be that person.
They don't even know the problems
that
person
has.
Don't
unless you have X-ray vision, you're not going to know.
You're not. And people think they want to be me. They think I have this great life because of fart book. Right. Please.
That's one of the greatest things of the realizations of life is that not necessarily do people have it better than you. You just don't know.
We just don't know.
You don't know what goes on behind.
Just walk a mile in my shoes. You won't make it 10 feet.
I always hear that about marriages, you know, like, wow, they seem to have a perfect marriage. They're always so happy and they're always together. And
they're trying too hard. I don't buy it.
I don't either. I think as soon as they're in the house,
they're drinking on medication.
Something's going on. Something's going on.
Yeah, there's an aid, a marital aid.
Something's going on. No one's like that.
No.
I'm going to ask you one more question before you go to yours because I know you're dwindling.
I have one.
Okay. This is not really a would you rather. This is more of who would you rather like to? And it's not a choice.
Is this a new game?
I'm kind of. It's a modification. It's
All
a Walking Dead version.
Ooh.
If you could sit down and talk to any president, living or dead, assuming if they were dead, then you'd talk to them when they're living.
Sure.
What president would you love to spend some time with?
Oh, that's a good one, because I think I mentioned Obama before, but... I think he's still a little part of the machine. He's machiney. I want some pure, unadulterated politician, if there is such a thing.
Well, not a politician, just somebody.
You'd have to go back 100
like
years
to,
then.
Someone who you would really like to spend some time with. They may because of their intellect stimulation or just that they're really good people. Just whatever.
Right. I hate to say Abraham Lincoln because it just seems so corny and everyone would say that, but... I've seen all his movies.
Ah.
And I love Raymond Massey, so.
I just wouldn't go to the theater
Mr.
with him.
Massey.
If he said I have two tickets for the theater, I'd say
I'm
maybe not.
I'm talking him out
maybe
of it.
Not.
I'm changing history.
Yeah.
I'm changing it for
you know,
a good way.
I'm going to tell you, and some people are going to say, Ron, you're freaking nuts.
Oh, no. You're going to say Woodrow Wilson.
No,
I knew it.
No.
Okay, go on.
I could never spend time with someone named Woodrow.
Truman?
No. Jimmy Carter.
Oh, he's still alive.
Yes.
It's awesome. He's the longest living.
He absolutely is.
I just read that.
He is.
He's great.
He was not the greatest president at all.
He lusted in his heart.
But I would just love to just sit back and just spend some.
With that accent.
We'd necessarily be discussing politics, but I'd be in the company of one of the biggest hearts.
You're right.
Of any president. And he'd just be comfortable.
He's a Georgia boy.
I would just feel very comfortable with
him.
Sure. I would like that.
But not Bill Clinton then, huh?
No. Bill's a show.
Bill's a
theater show.
He is.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want dinner on a show, though.
Well, you know.
But I don't want to be groped.
It depends on your mood.
I don't want to be groped.
But I would just feel most comfortable and most enlightened by Carter.
Yeah, okay.
Oddly enough.
All right.
Oddly enough.
I guess I'll have Lincoln, you have Carter.
All right, there you
go. I
have
mean,
it.
I just think Lincoln, I love the movie, Spielberg too.
Very nice.
Daniel Day-Lewis
nice
won the Academy
yeah.
Award.
No,
so
he did
deservedly.
Some interesting stuff. A little freakish looking, but nice, probably.
He's too tall for me, so it'd just be a friendship.
Yeah.
Do you have any more questions?
Oh, I'm sorry. About for you?
No, I mean, I'm out of questions.
I'm out of questions as well.
So play the song.
Let's get out of here.
Not yet.
All right.
Play the song, though.
Here we go.
I'd rather.
Just in time.
I love to give instructions. Good cop, bad cop. I'm always bad cop.
What do I do next?
I have one more thing I gotta mention.
Right. Now you have something else in your hand.
Okay, this is funny because I got this CD.
Yes.
And my buffer has a motorcycle.
Yes, he does.
I told you that. Mm-hmm. And we just went on a ride.
Right.
Our first ride of the year. Uh-huh. Going on another one. I love it. On. He has a CD player in the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we listen to CDs.
The CD player on the motorcycle.
On the motorcycle. And for Christmas, I got him a Sublime CD, which
nice.
He wanted, and
Very
he
nice.
Loved it. And we listened to that
nice.
One.
Nice.
We have some other stuff. So yeah. I found, can you read? I mean,
I learned in school.
No, I meant, that sounded wrong.
Read.
I mean, the printing is awfully,
fine.
Can you read this? The
okay.
printing is awfully All small.
Right.
All right. So this is, I handed him this CD. I didn't mean to insult you, but
That's
it's
fine.
Tiny printing.
It's got people in it.
So what do you, now read some of these titles and tell me what you think of these songs. This is a mix, it's a mix CD.
Pretty Belinda, Three Steps to Heaven, Breakaway, Suddenly.
But who are these
the
people
Calvary.
Singing them?
They're
different,
all different
people. So say the people too.
Oh, all right.
Some
I'm
of
sorry.
Them, you don't have to read
Billy
all of
them. Billy Ocean,
yeah.
Jonah Louie,
uh-huh.
Bonnie Tyler.
It's a heartache.
What, do they all have something in common, Tori?
No, but... What's he thought point? It was a joke. He doesn't.
Why?
He's not interested in this music.
Oh, I see.
Go on. Anybody good? There's Patti Page.
Yeah, Donovan. There's a lot of people in there. Kenny Rogers, Lovin' Spoonful.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he thought it was a joke.
Samantha
because,
Fox. Hello.
Okay. Well, this is.
It's
yeah.
all eclectic. It's
okay.
different.
Okay. Yeah. But he thought it was a joke.
Yeah, he doesn't want to play
it.
It
was a gag gift?
No, we're playing that CD.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what he's thinking that we're not playing that CD.
Let me explain something to you.
Yeah, explain. From the guy point of view, I guess.
If you listen to a CD in a car, the only people that are going to hear the CD pretty much are the people in the car.
Same with the motorcycle.
How? Aren't you playing that like loud to everybody walking down the street? Are you kidding me? That's like having a loudspeaker in
no,
the middle of the road.
We don't turn it up that loud. We're grown adults.
You're on a motorcycle. How do you hear? If you hear it, then people on
Listen,
the street are going to hear it.
Barely. Yeah. We're moving along, dude. There's no. It's okay. not like that kind of display.
Well, you'll only say to yourself, what the hell is that guy listening to for a split second?
See? I just wet my pants
yeah.
laughing. Damn it.
All right. Yeah, it's an interesting mix.
It is, see?
Yeah.
Bobby Sherman. He saw Bobby Sherman and he freaked out. He's like, I'm not listening to Bobby Sherman.
I kind of get that part.
Samantha Fox,
I would
touch me, I want your body.
See, that would just bring you back to a time, whether you like the artist or not, it just brings you back to a time.
David Soul, right. He didn't want David Soul.
David
he was
Soul
upset
was
with
not,
David Soul.
Soul's not really a singer.
I know. Tracy Ullman. Anyway.
She's not a singer either.
Listen, I know. That's why he said
No,
said
now I'm starting to understand this
you
problem.
You didn't read it all.
No, I'm starting to understand.
It's called the Grand Hit Pack, CD4. So there
wow.
were three others.
You know what you're missing? The theme from the Love Boat.
Well, I wouldn't listen to that on the bike. But, you know, I'm giving it a shot, man.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
Godspeed.
Godspeed.
Go speed by fast.
Yeah.
Because another one will hear Tracy Ullman singing.
Hope you bring some good walking shoes with you. Because I have a feeling you're getting dropped off in the next corner.
My boyfriend's laughing right now.
Okay.
We are laughing listening to this,
right.
I'm sure.
Okay, well, good luck with that.
Thanks. That sounds promising.
Yeah. Just make sure next time you're on the motorcycle, make sure that cell phone is secure, will you?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. He's going to double check, and I'm going to double check.
Seriously.
We were on our way to Plymouth to listen to music, and it just, the whole day was gone.
I know.
It was spent walking, and I had these high heel boots on.
Yeah, they're made for walking.
Oh, not for walking on the side of the road.
Who did the song, Boots Are Made for Walking?
Nancy Sinatra.
Thank you very much. All right, you are an oracle.
Yeah, you know.
All right. Well, we're just about out of time, I suppose.
Nice. We're overtime.
No,
am I getting paid overtime? Time and a half?
You were getting paid standard time.
All right.
I shouldn't have said that because she thought she was.
Oh, no.
All right. She's Tori Lagarde. You
trim
know,
it down to 42 minutes. That's my number.
Well, after the jokes I told, I think that's where it's going to end up.
Yeah, it's 30 seconds.
Okay. Have yourselves a wonderful day. We wish you peace.